Okay, we're up to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the top. Gemara is discussing different possibilities, how he can at the same time have a woman waiting in the wings who he married Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Kippur, and still not be over the Avodah with two batim or no batim. Ela de Omer lo hareza gitech amenashe tomus chadertech. He gives her a get, the first one he marries, he has a wife, and he marries a second one, Erev Yom Kippur, and he gives her a get on condition that if the other one dies, the get should be a get. So Mura says, Adilma mayis chaverta v'havale gita, the ha gita, the kom le below bias. What happens if the other one dies? And then again, all these things, the Gemara didn't really have a havamina that they're good. It's just that, what's it called, we're trying to exclude all of the different possibilities. But otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Well, there's a havamina over here. He gave her a get, right? And so now let's say wife number one dies. So now the get of number two is a get, lamafreya. So he has no wife.
No wife.
Right. The komle below bias. So he has no wife. Ela de megarish dula tarvayu. No, then he's megarish both of them. He gives both of them a get al tanai. L'chado omar lo hareza gita chamanashalo tomus chavertach. One, he says, I'm giving you this get, right, on the condition that, I'm giving wife two the get on the condition that wife one doesn't, doesn't die. Because if she doesn't die, then I don't need you, and you'll just be a problem of being two wives. So, in case wife one doesn't die, wife two is divorced. And to wife one, he says, Hareza gitech amenashlo tikansi lebeis haknesses. I'm giving you this get on condition that you don't go into the shul. The Dilma lo maisech haverto velo aylo hi lebeis haknesses. The Gemara says, still a problem. What happens if wife one doesn't die and wife two doesn't go into the shul? So if she doesn't go into the shul, she's divorced. Wife one is, what's it called, the other wife didn't die. So they're both around. So the get's not a get, and this woman didn't die. So he has two wives. Problem. The Havilei Gita, the Tarvayu Gita. No, the opposite. What's it called? Then, the get of both of them will be a get, and he has no wives. Ela l'chada omer lo hareza gita, chamanashe lo tomus chavertach. One, he gives a get and he says, I'm giving you this get on the condition that the second wife doesn't die. Gives a get to number two, almanas, that number one doesn't die. Okay? Because then if she doesn't die, I don't need you. So the get's a good get. If she dies, then it's not a get. And then you're the wife. L'chada, and to wife number one, he said, Hareza gitech almanas she'akonis ani lebeis haknesses. That what's it called? That I'm giving you the get on condition that I go into the shul. If I go into the shul, then what's it called? Then it's a get. If I don't go into the shul, it's not a get. If the first one dies, the second one is good, and her get's not a get. Right? And if this the other one dies, this one's here. So, what could be afraid of? That one of the wives will die in the middle of the avodah, and then if she dies, the get is not going to be a get, right? And he's going to end up having been married to two wives at the beginning of the avoda. He has had two wives at the beginning of the avoda. So if he sees that she's ready to die, right? She's beginning to die. Call the meal there lebeis haknesses. So go into the shul. Umashvi legita the hagita lemafreya, and he'll make this one's get a get lemafreya. And that way, what's it called, he won't have been married to two of them in the beginning of the avoda. Okay, let's see Rashi. In Mesha Chaverta Kaima Hach, the Ein Gito Get. If the other one dies, then this one gets no get. Shaloti Kansi B'Yom HaKippurim. You won't go in on Yom Kippur to a shul. Elamiata kivin da amorin leel beiso ein kan shtayim b'mashma. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Now the Gemara says, okay, that's the end case. The end case, he makes all these conditions, and that way he's covered all the bases. And we said, the Rishalmi says that it's all done on Yom Kippur. That he doesn't have to marry the woman before Yom Kippur, he marries her on Yom Kippur if the necessity comes up. She's just waiting in the wings. In the case, you'll need to marry her. And I, even though marrying is also on Yom Kippur, because of the Rabbanan here weren't gozer, ain't shvus for mikdash. Okay. Where it says, Maskiflo Rav Asi, the same Rav Avira. Elamiata, Shteyevamos, Habos, and Bayesechad, Lo Yisyabnu. Right? Bechara, if you're darshaning the Hiper Ba'ad Beso, one bias and not two, then Lechara by Yavama, right, we should darshan the same thing. And if two Yavamas fall from the same house, he shouldn't have to make Yibum Meron. It's not true. In other words, a man had two wives, and he died without children. And what's it called? So both wives now fall to Yibum. You only have to do Yibum on one. But one of them you have to Miyabim or give Chalitza to. So why don't we say, no, it's only when he has one house. But if he has two houses, in other words, two wives, then the halacha of Yibum doesn't apply at all. And there's nothing to miyab anybody. And that's not true. When it says beso, it means one, not two. The halachas of Yibum shouldn't apply to either one. Right? Asher yivnes beis achiv. Right? Asher lo yivnes beis achiv. In one house, that's it. If you have two, then the halachas don't apply. Well, it says yivimto, yivimto, riba. No, since it says, what's it called? Yivimto, right? So it's marbe that even where there's two yivamas, the halacha applies to one of them. Maski floravina, v'yisema rav shravya, elamiata arusa lotisyabim. Right? Why? Because beso means that you were machnasa, like we said before. Being in arusa is not enough to be bias. Bias means that she's already in a suah. So if a woman, a man dies, and he only had an arusa, he never made nesui. He only made erusin. So his wife shouldn't fall to yibum. That's also not true. Arusa also falls to yibum. Where it says, hachutza l'rabbosu sarutza. Losiyeh, eshes hameis, hachutza. Right, and comes to include even an arusa has to have yibum. Arusa lo tishyavim do habayis k'siv. The at omer sleil kol kamad lo kanis lo la besohi. As long as you didn't make nesuin, it's not called beso. Okay. Tana rabbanan.
You can't just make a kedushin al tonight.
What?
Kedushin al tonight. Make a chuppah.
The chuppah is also aser. Passes from here, and also you see chuppah is also aser. It's also a kinyan. They can't make a chuppah on Shabbos even. Yeah, the chuppah has to be done before Shabbos also.
You said it's all in Yom Kippur anyhow.
What?
It's all before Yom Kippur?
Yeah, it's also before Yom Kippur, yeah. So what's the problem? That's what Gemara says. What?
But instead of making a get-out tonight, make the Kedushin out tonight.
Ah, because then the Kedushin will be chal, what's it called, on Shabbos, and there they're being over two things. What's it called? So they speak about it. That what's it called? It's better to have a get chal than to have a kedushin chal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The kinyan shouldn't be chal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Even though you made the kinyan before on Tanai, still, what's it called? It's also to make a kinyan before Shabbos that's chal on Shabbos.
And according to the Yerushalmi?
Yerushalmi holds it in the base of Mikdash, where it goes there.
So
ain't Shlus for Mikdash. Yeah, so either way, it's the same thing. Doesn't make a difference. Either way, they didn't have to make any Tanai. They did everything on Yom Kippur. Right. All these things didn't apply because it was all done at the time that it was necessary on Yom Kippur. Here you had to do it before with all kinds of tannaim. There was no tannaim to make.
If he saw that she's going to die,
yeah, if he sees she's going to die, right away marry the other. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kohen Gadol makriv onen ve'eino ochel. Kohen Gadol is allowed or has to be makriv. What's it called? Even if it's an onen, somebody died. And what's it called? But he doesn't eat from the karbanos. He's makriv. He's not what's it called? Doesn't eat. But a kohen hedyet is not allowed to be oved. It does avoda when he's an onen. It's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer kol hayom. Rabbi Yehuda says the whole day. My kol hayom. Omer Rava lo nitzur choy lehavio mitoch beso. Mean kol hayom means not only is he in the middle of avoda, we tell him to finish the avoda if he's an onen. But we bring him to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avoda, to begin with, if he's an Onei. Rashi, Makriv Onei, Derachmona Shariyeh. The Torah said that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be Makriv when he's an Onei. Dichsiv, Lo'aviv, Lo'imo, Lo'yitama, Umen HaMikdash, Lo'yetzei, V'lo'yichalel. the Darshin lo b'shritas kachim, the mace of the imo, the eno tzorich lotzes mikdusha, so kla alios omid umakriv, ki lo chil lavodosu bekach, minoy althinen ha koin hedyet shlo yotza chilu. Right, so the Torah says with Erish, a Kohen Gadol can't be matame even to his father and mother, even to the seven krovim. And umin hamikdash liyetzi, he doesn't have to leave the mikdash, and he's not mechal as avoda. So he's oved, and the avoda is kosher, even though he's an onein. But we learn from there that that's only a Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen Hed, it is mechal the avoda if he's oved when he's an onein. They know ochel, shalahutra kan el avoda. Torah only permitted him to be oved, not to eat korbanos. The kach shemasurim laonin kal v'chomrei meisr hakal shamra Torah lo achalti ba'oni menu meisr sheni. It says lo achalti ba'oni mimenu. I didn't eat it when I was an onin. So kal v'chomrei, can't eat kachim when you're an onin. La'avio mitoch beiso mitzvah hishiyaviu lemikdash la'avod kol hayom kedei lefach his tzar. It's a mitzvah to bring him to the beis hamikdash to do avoda, to take away his tzar. Right, that's part of the nichum. He doesn't be involved and busy, so he won't think about the death. Let him be osik in be making korbanos all day, the whole day of these aninos. Right, you're going to tell me kol hayom means we bring the Kohen Gadol to the Beis Hamikdash to do avoda. Now the halacha is according to Rabbi Yehuda that we take him away from the avodah. We'll see what we're talking about, right? The Tanya, Haya Omid Umakrav Agami Mizbeach, V'Shomer Shemes Lo Meis. If a Kohen was Makrav Agami Mizbeach, in the middle of the avodah, he hears that one of his seven relatives died. Meiniach Avodos of Yotzei Div Rabbi Yehuda. He picks up and leaves, right in the middle. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yigmar. Rabbi Yossi says no. Since he started, finish. The At Omer's my Sinomitol Beisel, and you say we bring the Kohen Gadol from his house? We'll see one second to what you're talking about. We'll see Rashi. Hashtler Yehuda Fuki Mafkinin, the Hedget. So Rashi says this Bryce is talking about a Kohen Hedget. A Kohen Hedget was in the middle of the Avoda, and he finds out that he's an Onein, he has to stop immediately, and if he doesn't, he's Mechal the Avoda. That's what Yehuda says. Afilu hischil ba'avoda. Amal Rabbi Yehuda ba'akrovas aninus lechumra. Rabbanan lekula. The Rabbanan say no. Even a Kohen Hegit, if he started the avoda, he finishes. He became an owner in the middle of the avoda. So the machlokas has nothing to do with Kohen Gadol. The machlokas, according to Rashi, is talking about a Kohen Hegit. But we see that when it comes to aninus by a Kohen Hegit, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmer and the Rabbanan the mekel. And now you're telling me that when it comes to Kohen Gadol, it's much the opposite. The what's it called? The Chachamim say he could be oved, and Rabbi Yehuda says you bring him from his house to Dafka to be oved. Doesn't make sense. If by Kohen Hegit by Aninus, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir and the Rabbanan are Meiko, then it doesn't make sense that by Kohen Gadol it should be mamish the opposite. The Gabi Kohen Gadol the Chlipu Shitas and it should be mamish the opposite. Or you Omer Machmir by Kohen Hegit Kohen. It's all talking about Kohen Hegit. Tosus learns differently. Tosus says it's talking what's it called Kohen Gadol. Right, that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to be makriv only. So what does it mean if in the middle he finds out that's mid Torah he's allowed to be makriv only? But mid Rabbanan they were gozer, because if he's oved maybe he'll come to eat. So what's it called? So they were gozer that he shouldn't be oved mid Rabbanan. So it can't be. How could you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds lechumra by a Kohen Gadol that even in the middle of the avoda mid Rabbanan we make him stop? And what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda holds that we bring him from his house to be makriv. Two things can't go together. Okay. Omar Rava, my call hayom, lomar she'eno oved call hayom gzeira shem yochal. Now, what is so? That's what Rabbi Yehuda means. Call hayom, the whole day he can't be oved. Midrabana, minatora it's mutter, right? That's what the Tanakhama says. Kohen Gadol makriv only. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. A Kohen Gadol midaraisa, but I agree with you. He could be oved. But midarabanan he's not, because we're afraid if he's oved he may come to eat. And not necessarily those karbanos that he's doing. But he may forget and think that if I can be makriv karbanos I could eat other karbanos too. And he'll come to eat karbanos. Lomar, she'ein oved kol hayom ana laila. He can't be oved that day that the person died, he can't be oved. Aval belayla in bala hatir chalav neimurim yatir. But at night he could, because we'll see gzeir Hashem yochal kol hayom asur b'achilas kachim in haTorah. Because the day of the death, he's asur to eat kachim min haTorah. So we make a gzeira, don't do avoda, because you may come to eat and you'll be over in Sidoraisa. Aval baninus halayla mishen nikbar hames. But after the mace is nikbar, and the next, the night after the kvura, that's only the rabbanon. That aninus is only the rabbanon, right? And by karbanus, the night follows the day. So if the mace was nikbar in the daytime, he remains an onen the rabbanon at night, but it's only the rabbanon. Einam idivrei Torah, idivrei sofin. V'hachi shamin le'er b'Yehuda mesechus v'achim. V'hachi kamar Rabbi Yehuda kol hayom u'baninus v'lo yakriv. So during the day, when the isra of eating kachim is d'oraisa, we don't even let him be makriv, because we're afraid he'll eat. But at night, where what's it called? It's only the Rabbanan. There we let him be makdir, the Evarim, or whatever, because even if he'll eat, it's only the Rabbanan, so it's a gzera.